So I got a little off track. I had this sermon series I was doing, and Joshua helped out with that last week. And I have one more left. But like I said, I was working on this sermon. I've been thinking about it for 2 weeks now. It hit me right after that last service I was here. And I said, this is the one for today. So we're going to push that one off for next week. And today, where are you, God? I know it's a crazy question to ask, but it's a question we do ask. So let's look at an Old Testament reading real quick, and let's look at God in action. So then a king to whom Joseph meant nothing came to power in Egypt. "Look," he said to his people, "the Israelites have become far too numerous for us. Come, we must deal shrewdly with them, or they will become even more numerous, and if war breaks out, we'll join our enemies, fight against us, and leave the country." So they put the slave masters over them to oppress them with forced labor. And they built Pithom and Ramesses as store cities for Pharaoh. But the more they were oppressed, the more they multiplied and spread. So the Egyptians came to dread the Israelites and worked them ruthlessly. They made their lives bitter with harsh labor and brick and mortar and with all kinds of work in the fields. In all their harsh labor, the Egyptians worked them ruthlessly. "And now the cry of the Israelites has reached me," God speaking, "and I have seen the way the Egyptians are oppressing them. So now go," he's talking to Moses here. "I am sending you to Pharaoh to bring my people, the Israelites, out of Egypt." So the scripture reading earlier, it's showing God and Jesus really as shepherds. Shepherds of sheep saying nobody can snatch them away. As we know, shepherds, they were constantly on the lookout for wolves and bear and lion, whatever could hurt their flock. Whatever could snatch them away. And here we see Jesus and God described as shepherds, except that no one can snatch us, his flock, away from him. This is pointing out God's love for us. This love that never fades. And if you look back, you see the shepherds. They didn't go home at night. They stayed out in the fields with the flock. They slept there. They'd stay up all night keeping watch as the flock slept, making sure everyone was safe. God, being described as, he never leaves us. He never leaves our side, no matter what the situation and no matter where we are in life. God is always there. Now, I can sit up here and tell you that all day, and it's true. But how many times do we forget this? Do we forget God is there to always help us? When things get tough, don't we sometimes forget that his hand is always on top of us? Do we forget that his power over all things in the world, in all of our lives, and his ability to help us if all we do is ask? But instead of relying on God in all these times of turmoil, sometimes we just push on through to the end and say we can do it ourselves. We don't need any help. We don't. And at the end of this crazy time, no matter the outcome, sometimes we look back and say, "God, where were you? Why didn't you help me in this time? Where are you now? Why aren't you helping me at this time? Why didn't you help me through this time of turmoil, this time of pain?" I know that something happens to me. I go through this. I ask these questions at times and forget God's always there. But here we see in the Old Testament reading, we see the Israelites under the heavy hands of Egyptian slavery. They were put into slavery because this new Pharaoh said they're not Egyptians, and there's a lot of them. If anything bad happens, they're going to betray us, they're going to turn away from us, and they're going to take us out. They're a lot more than us. The Pharaoh, he was scared of. He was scared of the future outcome that could happen. It wasn't happening at the time, but who knows? And that terrified him. So instead of talking to him, trying to figure things out, even kicking him out of the country, he said, "Let's just enslave him. Let's make him our slaves, make him scared of us." This Pharaoh, he didn't know of all the greatness that Israel's been through and all the greatness that was to come. He didn't understand the power that God had in their lives. As it says, he didn't know Joseph. Joseph was the prime example of this power that the Israelites possessed through God. All he knew was this fear. So now the Israelites have been enslaved for many years and dealt with shrewdly. I'd say some of them said, God, where are you? Are you even out there? Why aren't you helping us? You said we're your people, but all you're doing is sitting here suffering. How can we be your people if we're under someone else's hands? I thought we were supposed to be free and live with you. I'm sure a lot of these questions arose, a lot of anger, a lot of distrust. And that's okay. Because God said, enough is enough. You've suffered long enough. You have prayed to me long enough. It's time something changes. It's time I step in and show you my might again. Show you what you've forgotten. Excuse me. Sorry, my voice has been going out a little bit this past week. So God, he went to Moses and said, intervene, talk to the Pharaoh. Show him the signs. Free my people. That's what I want for you. And as we know the story, Moses, he succeeds. He gets the Israelites out. So God, he was there the entire time. That's like many of our situations today. The Israelites, they were wondering where God was. Maybe today we're not under slavery. Maybe we're not being worked for free just because someone's scared of us. But there's many situations where we forget about God. We forget about his mercy and his power. And it could be anything in our lives that causes this, anything at all. And maybe we don't reject God, but we do forget about him at times. And I don't know about you, but that's me at times. I forget. I go on and keep fighting and keep pushing my own way. And I don't ask God for help. This happened to me many times. I just keep on fighting, though. And I keep on asking, where are you, God? Why aren't you helping me? I had to fight out of that alone. But that's not really what happened. Part of being a Methodist, we follow some of John Wesley's teachings. John Wesley believed there's three types of grace. Well, grace is one thing, but there's three levels of it. You have prevenient, justifying, and sanctifying. Prevenient is all the grace that happened when you don't realize grace is happening. All the help that happened before you're saved. You can look back at those hard times that you faced and you thought you were alone and say, wow, I look back and God was really there. You have justifying when you're saved, that moment you accept this grace. And sanctifying, you're moving on to perfection. You're realizing this grace is there. You're growing in your relationship with God. And you're always relying on him. So we look back and we see this grace and we see this power that was always there. We read the verses like John 10, where God is like a shepherd and he never leaves us. All we have to do is we ask for his help. We have to rely on him fully, and that situation will be a lot easier to overcome. With his help and my reliance on him, I can overcome any obstacle in my life. He's always there. Just like this amazing race that we've been talking about, these spiritual disciplines, through that reliance on him, through that prayer, through that study of the Bible, through the service to others, and next week through a community of believers, our situations, they're a lot easier than we see. We may not notice it at the time, but we look back and that was a breeze. That wasn't as bad as I thought it would be. Let me share a story, a poem, if you will, that I really love. I used to read it all the time at my grandmother's house. She has it on the wall. One of my favorites. It really demonstrates God's love for us and how he never leaves us. It goes, one night I dreamed a dream. As I was walking along the beach with my Lord, across the dark sky flashed scenes from my life. For each scene, I noticed two sets of footprints in the sand, one belonging to me and one to my Lord. After the last scene of my life flashed before me, I looked back at the footprints in the sand, and I noticed that at many times along my life, especially at the very lowest and saddest points, there's only one set of footprints. This really troubled me, so I asked the Lord about it. Lord, you said once I decided to follow you, you'd walk with me all the way. But I noticed during the saddest and most troublesome times of my life, there was only one set of footprints. I don't understand why. when I needed you the most, you would leave me. And he whispered, my precious child, I love you and will never leave you. Never, ever during your trials and testings. When you saw only one set of footprints, it was then that I carried you. God, he's always there for us. No matter what is happening, no matter where we are, he's always there. And there's not a place he's not. You may think in your deepest and darkest times, God couldn't possibly be there. I've messed up too much. I've done this, I've done that. But he's always there. God, he made the entire universe. There's not a place he can't be. In those times we think we're alone, fighting against the world, fighting against everything. Really, God is there with us. And he's carrying us at times, helping us along the way. He never leaves our sides. He always protects us and loves us with all of his power and all of his might. Just as God was there for Abraham, he's here for Moses and the Israelites, David, all the disciples. He is there for us today as well. These stories, they're not just words in a giant, heavy Bible. They're more than that. They're a living testimony of those who've had these experiences, who have been through these troubled times. But they know the love of God is in them. They know it's always there, even when they thought it wasn't. And they write and they tell the stories to share that. He will never leave you. And he will help you in so many ways that you never dreamed were even possible. He'll open doors that you didn't know were there. But all you have to do is ask. Be in that relationship with him. Trust and rely on him. So the answer to the question, where are you, God? Where were you, God? Why didn't you help me in this time? The answer is the God that worked miracles then. Worked all the miracles for Abraham and Moses, the disciples, everybody through the Bible. He still works the miracles for us today. I don't know what I'd do without that. You'll pray with me. Lord, thank you again for this beautiful day. Let us gather and worship you. Lord, thank you for always being there for us, always protecting us, always giving us the strength and knowledge, even when we don't know it's there. Lord, thank you for loving us, even when we don't deserve to be loved. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.